Down to Dunk Podcast.
Good morning and welcome to the Down to Dunk Podcast. It's me, I am Luke, with Andrew, Taylor, and Jay. Guys,
let's talk about Thunder basketball.
We got a lot of Twitter questions. Let's run right into them. Y'all ready?
Wait, do you want to talk about the Thunder first?
We should probably talk about the Thunder because we won't with these questions.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead, Taylor. What do you want to talk about?
It's KD versus LeBron tonight.
Oh my God.
What else do we need to talk about?
That's going
to
be good.
I was going to say it's Steven Adams versus whatever side.
Tristan Thompson.
I was going to say it's Deion Waiters versus
Jeremy Lamb.
Ish.
Ooh,
Smith.
Also a good. Can I say something about Tristan Thompson? I had a really weird time about 3 nights ago.
I was on a hella bender.
I started deep diving into some weird Tristan Thompson Cavs lineup stats and sent Andrew a full page. Did you read
a massive Word document of Tristan Thompson? Document. Yes, I read it.
I don't know why I was into it. I was really into it because he's really good. He's not really good, but I think the Cavs are really good when he's on the floor. And then the next day, people started talking about it on Twitter. I was like, oh, okay, I was right.
He's insanely pretty good.
Yeah. It's the most underwhelming compliment I've ever heard. He's insanely okay.
He's in town.
He is in town.
And he's in what?
He's in town.
He's what here. If I see him?
I don't know. He could.
I'm going to freak out if I see Tristan Thompson.
Yes, he will.
You should have a printed copy of your little Tristan Thompson breakdown. And just be like,
look, I made this.
Will you sign this?
This is for you. Your personal stats aren't good, but it shows that the team is good when you're on the court.
So after the Thunder lost six straight games, they've won the last, what, five out of six? One, two.
Yes.
Yep.
Three, guys, four, five.
Feels good. How far back are we from playoff? It's like two
it's
games.
Closer and
three
closer.
Games three back games of the eighth seed.
Yeah. That's.
And the Suns aren't that good.
No.
Right now.
No.
I think they'll have more trouble. Well, that's not even true because New Orleans is 10 and 11.
Yeah, they're not. Like, that Sacramento's eighth seed, is not going to be. They're going to have to win 52 games or something to get in. It's not.
I still think if they win 50 plus games, they'll be fighting for 7 and 6. Like, I know that the entire league is winning at a clip that's just insane. But people are starting to come down to earth. Like,
yes.
Last night, Portland loses to Minnesota. You know, last night, Houston gets beat again. And Houston's kind of been on a. They just are injured. You know,
and
they're still beating some teams, but I think I read yesterday they're 5-5 over the last 10.
They're going to come down hard. I feel like,
yeah.
Especially if Dwight can't come back.
It's just nice to not be freaking out all the time. No more panic phone calls to Andrew on Wednesday nights.
It is that reminder, like, every time. It used to be, like, for that stretch, it was like they'd come out hot and then fall apart. Now they fall apart and then end hot. You know, it's like the Thunder are back.
Yeah.
So they are 8-13. The Nuggets are ahead of them at 10-12. Not worried about that. Pelicans ahead of them at 10-11. Kings at 11-11. And then Suns are 12-11.
Who are you most impressed with over this?
As far as Thunder players?
Yeah, over this stretch.
Lamb.
Talk about him.
I'm most impressed with Lamb just because it's not what you expected, right? Like, Russ has been, and I know that we, you know, had this card. Russ has been the best player on the team since the Knicks game. He had one game against the Pelicans, which he didn't play well, and in that game, they lost. But the dude is 25-5-5. I mean, he's just killing her, 25-5 every night, it feels like, and he's...
And six, don't shortchange him.
Yeah, sorry. And, like, the game against... sorry, they're all blurring into my head because I'm running on fumes. I think we all kind of are, but... just the last game they played. Oh, yeah, against the Bucks. He was unstoppable, and he had two of the dirtiest dunks I've seen in a really long time in the last two games, too. And so his explosion's there, you know, like, he's just playing really well. But the one that's surprising is Lamb. Lamb has put together, out of the last six, which they've won five of, he's played well in all but one, and that was the last game against the Bucks. And shooting pretty consistent. I don't have any numbers with me. It's a lot more eye test. He's hustling on defense, which I think is a big part of that. Scoring, except for last game, like I said, he's scoring in a high efficiency level.
What's he shooting from three? Take a guess.
Now?
Yeah.
On the season?
I know. It's 42, 43?
Yeah, 42%.
That's awesome. I like that.
Because he missed like two out of like 14 or something over the last six games or whatever.
Yeah, that
helped. Or before this last game, yeah. Well,
because he started the season missing 14 out of 15.
This is like the best possible case for Jeremy Lamb because he's a guy whose confidence changes his shot so much. And him feeling it, I just like it.
He's super confident.
Like, so what do you think?
Just look on his face.
Even. Yeah. I think it's two things. I think it's confidence, but I think it's pressure. Like, I can feel it lift. Like, when he moved in the starting lineup and they needed his scoring, like,
yeah.
And that makes you kind of discredit the player himself, probably. But, man, what if he's just meant to be that guy on a, like, on the championship team of Connecticut, which is where everybody bases who he should be on, Kemba Walker was the guy.
Yeah.
You know, Jeremy Lamb was the side piece.
And side
so,
piece.
And so maybe, yeah.
Kemba's side piece, okay.
So maybe on this team, his best role is when the pressure on him is really low.
Yeah.
And so now he has to be, what, the seventh option of scoring? And he can handle that. That's my number one. That's who's been the most impressive in the streak, just because it's unexpected. And it was such a turnaround.
You see him on the bench, too. He's, like, celebrating so much more. Every time they go to the bench and you see, he's doing the weirdest crap I've ever seen. Also, how scared do you guys get every time Russell dunks the ball and it seems like exclusively with his right hand and he's doing it as hard as he can? There was one where he cut backdoor along the baseline and someone knocked the ball out, but he was about to just jam it and just threw his hand, only his hand, into the rim of the basketball, of the basket so hard. I was like, what is happening?
But you realize the bone that broke is on the back side of it.
Oh, it is?
It's on the back side of it. Because if you watch it, DeAndre.
Well, I'm glad you don't dunk that way then.
What if he goes up for like a finger roll and just slams it in?
The crazy thing though is that if you saw the injury when it happened with DeAndre Jordan, like, it was, he just got his hand slapped.
It was such
a
fluke thing.
But so the Thunder of the Thunder again against Milwaukee, especially, I felt it was their most complete offensive game. They looked great. Reggie was fantastic in that game off the bench. Russell was spectacular. Kevin Durant's getting to his normal self. What are your thoughts on this little run before we get into Twitter questions?
I don't know. I just look at the starting lineup, and I'm just extremely impressed that Sam Presti was able to find two guys that can be role players out of the 2013 draft at the positions that he was at. Getting Steven Adams and Andre Robertson was, I mean, that's pretty awesome. And a lot of people are kind of on Andre Robertson, like he shouldn't be playing, or they don't like his game. But, you know, we have to not just look at the fact that he can't shoot the ball, but what can he do? He's one of the best pressure defenders in the league. He denies passes. He just sticks with his guy, and he's a guy that you can say, you know, with all your energy that you're going to play these. And he's only playing, what is he playing, 20 minutes a game? He's not playing all that much. So, say, for 20 minutes, you are going to just be glued to Kyrie Irving. You're going to be glued to Chris Paul. Like, having a guy that you can do that with is extremely important. So, I don't think that we need to, you know, underplay what he's doing, because I think it's going to be important for this team. So, I like what Andre Robertson's doing. Obviously, he's not shooting the ball well. He's shooting 5% from three. So, he's not taking any threes either. So, which is probably a good thing. So, I like Robertson.
He's pump faking a lot of threes. On defense is really where you see his value, and he's so good at denying the ball. Getting in that space and just putting his arms out. He reminds me of like Iguodala is another guy you talk about with that. He's really good on the ball, but he's good at, like, his guy isn't going to get the ball. He's going to deny the ball. And so Andre Robertson's really good at that, and he's really good at help D too. He's always there, and guys get scored on, and you see Robertson right there, and sometimes I think like, oh man, Robertson, what are you doing? Stop the ball, you know, like, but really it wasn't his man in the first place. And he was coming over to help his man who that guy got by. So he's always there. He hustles really hard. He's not much on offense, but he is. He's like, it's like when Tabo was there, we didn't care if he wasn't doing much on offense because we knew how good of a defender he was.
Yeah.
So now Robertson, I mean, Robertson just fills that slot fine, right?
But he's still more, he's more decisive to not shoot than Tabo was. Tabo would pump fake, take two steps, especially last season.
Oh, gosh.
Take two steps and then hesitate to shoot and then still shoot.
Like, yeah.
Robertson pumps fakes, moves to the basket, and throws the ball to the other teammate. Yeah. You know, like,
yeah.
He's not a high turnover guy. He never, when he's running the fast break, I never think, please, dear God, pass the ball. Yeah. Like, I do early, but he can finish during the fast break. He's really good at that.
Yeah, he's athletic.
Yeah.
If he's running with Russ or with Reggie or something, he'll finish. They can throw him an oop easily. Yep. So.
And he'll oop it.
Luke, what about you, man?
I'm ready to get into some Twitter questions.
Well, let's, before we move too far into that, can we, I would like to spend, since it is coming out on the day of that game, can we talk a little bit about
tonight? Yeah.
Like, what matchups are you excited about for tonight?
I mean, the obvious one is Durant and LeBron.
Yeah.
Because I felt like last season, I mean, Durant was better than LeBron during the regular season. Yeah. So I'd like to see kind of where he sits as far as that matchup goes tonight. And I don't know that I expect Durant to be better than LeBron tonight, but I just kind of want to see what's going to happen. So I'm excited about that. Kyrie Irving versus Russell Westbrook, even though
they probably
defensively they won't be matched up on each other. But
who defends Russ for them?
Sean Marion, maybe?
Probably Sean Marion, but can Sean Marion do that?
No.
Anymore?
No.
I don't think he can.
No one can on that team. Or they'll put, like, Dellavedova on him, but then Russ is just going to outpower him every time.
Yeah, Dellavedova.
They don't have really anyone.
So Russ is their most glaring mismatch, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They've been better defensively as a team lately, so all those
playing
struggles.
Playing bad teams helps with that, but yeah.
Yeah, playing the Eastern Conference teams does help. But, you know, still they improved.
The thing that's going to kill them tonight, and I'm not saying I'm going to pick the Thunder, but they still don't have very much rim protection.
They don't have any.
No.
You know, I don't know what Tristan Thompson does defensively, but
not much.
He does
just hustle. I mean, it's all like hustle.
LeBron
defense,
is probably
defense,
the best rim protector.
Yeah,
yeah. It's funny. It's cool. I like that. Like the three scoring positions on each team are the same positions. You have like Serge and Kevin Love, LeBron and Durant, Kyrie and Russell Westbrook. So I don't know. We're like the way the teams are set up. It's kind of matched up really similarly, and I'm really interested to see what Kevin Love and Serge do.
Yeah, that's an interesting matchup.
Yeah.
Will they, I wonder how much they'll switch on him and let Vergeau, they normally don't anymore, but to keep Serge around the rim is so important. But I guess with Steven Adams now and the reborn Kendrick Perkins off the bench, like, you know, I don't know. And the thing that where the glaring mismatch for me is bench. Like, I think our bench, especially at home, is just better.
Oh,
a lot better.
Yeah.
Cast. So you want to make a quick prediction for tonight, Andrew?
Oh, man. The Thunder are favored tonight.
Really?
Yeah. They are favored.
Even though Kyrie always has great games when he comes to OKC?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the Cavs will win tonight.
Yeah, I'm picking the Cavs, too. Four or five.
It'll be a close game, but I think the Cavs will win.
I can't even say.
I'm going to say Thunder. KD's got his groove back, man.
He did.
He's feeling good.
I still think it'll be a Russ night, though. 35.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
35-11. Yeah. The rebound game is going to be a little bit harder for all them now that they have a center that can. He didn't rebound a lot.
Who? Steve?
No, for Russ. Yeah, but Steve, like, everybody on that starting five can rebound like crazy.
Yeah, let's, this whole Steven Adams isn't rebounding thing is ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. He's blocking out the team. They kill teams on the boards.
Yeah, they beat
A lot of rebounding is not just 20. Grabbing the ball, but it's getting the big guys away from the rim.
So that somebody else can get them.
So, like, can we, that's not a real thing. thing that he's not a good rebounder. He's a fantastic rebounder, but just because he doesn't grab the ball,
I'd rather him do that than be really selfish, trying to just get as many rebounds as
you can. Yeah, and that's when you lose. That's how you lose possessions.
Yeah,
is whenever you're just gunning for your own boards.
Yeah,
you know, ask Charlotte right now, like how much fun it is to play with Lance Stevenson, who's gunning for his own boards every game.
It's really fun. I played there.
All right. Guess what it's time for, y'all?
Twitter cues.
TQs.
TQs. Our first one comes from at Matt Judkins. He says, which is easier to catch a basketball with? Kendrick Perkins' hands or a cast iron skillet covered in ice?
That's just ridiculous.
Barely Kendrick Perkins' hands.
Maybe we should give Kendrick Perkins.
Perkpins.
Cast iron skillets covered in ice. Let's see.
He won't be able to hold them.
Show up to the game.
He won't hold them.
Hey,
hold these.
I have an experiment.
I don't think Kendrick Perkins talks like that.
That's Andrew.
That's me talking
to Perkins.
Yeah.
He is still really bad at catching the ball.
Yeah.
That's the thing that sometimes when you watch Adams, you're like, oh my God, it's like refreshing.
Yeah.
I wish that when he would get a rebound, he'd pass it out. Instead of trying to go, he immediately goes up a lot of times.
Perkins or Adams?
Perkins.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're not going to make
it. Do Perk get buckets?
Here's the thing. Perk trying to get his.
He is trying to get his.
He's an offensive rebounding machine right now.
He's trying to get paid.
He's not getting it with the Thunder.
He's getting half paid. He's getting a third paid.
All right. Our next question is from at Adam Huskerson. He says, who is on your all-time... Or actually not all-time. Who's on your... God. Who is on your all doesn't look like he belongs in the NBA team? I don't know.
Great job, Luke.
Babbitt.
See, here's my criteria for guys who don't look like they should be in the NBA. If a guy is like super tall, like if he's like 6'8 and walks into a room, you're gonna be like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like he probably plays basketball.
Yeah.
Like that's what my wife would say, and she doesn't know who a lot of these guys are.
Yeah.
If Luke Babbitt walked into a room, he's 6'8.
Like, is he really that big?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a big
He walks
dude.
In, you're like, whoa, he looks really weird, but he's tall. He could play basketball.
He looks really weird. So they have to be short guys.
I think so, because I think the idea is that he walks through, and, like a guy just walks through a room, and like you don't know if he, like, man.
Yeah.
I think he's probably an accountant.
Well, I have one that mine is, he's not in the NBA.
Please hold your mic to your mouth.
I have another one.
Okay.
He's not in the NBA. It's Robert Swift.
Mm.
He doesn't look like a basketball player.
God, he's 7'2" or something.
Yeah, he's a big guy.
I would still probably be like, he's basketball. Here's my list. Steph Curry.
Yes.
Like, if I didn't know who Steph Curry was and he just walked through a room, he would just be like,
You'd think he was one of your kids at school.
This is true. Another one, Jimmer Fredette.
Yep.
He doesn't look like
Jimmer does practice law.
Yeah.
Does he?
No.
He looks like he could. I'd hire him as a lawyer.
That's what I meant. No, I don't think he actually practices law. I think he went ahead and just played NBA basketball.
One guy who is big, he plays for the Jazz. I don't know if you know who this is, Joe Ingles.
Yeah.
He's from Australia. He looks just super goofy. He just looks like a guy
who looks so Australian.
He just like stumbles around. He's, I don't know.
And he's like not very toned or muscular.
No.
He's like just a plain dude.
Yeah.
That's like Raymond Felton when he was on the Knicks, like chubbier Raymond Felton.
Yeah.
If he walked into this room, you don't think he's playing in the NBA.
No.
You're like, that guy's sitting like,
that's
home
a cook
of
Chili's.
Yeah. Yes. He looks like that. Yes.
Another one, Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah.
Because he's 5'9".
Yeah.
Like, you'd just be like, wow, that's a real toned dude.
He must work out.
He must work out.
That guy works out for looks.
One huge guy that I think, and I don't think he's in the NBA anymore, Simbu Lahr.
Yeah.
Who played for the Kings summer league team, is like massive. And he's so massive that you like look at him and you're like, oh.
Like sad about
it. No. I feel sorry for him. He's probably not going to live a long life.
Jeez,
I mean? Like, he's just he's got a real pituitary gland problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't think about basketball. I would think about that.
Wow.
Like, in the Bible, he's like a giant.
Like
he's
Goliath.
Like an army's Goliath.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what about like Jose Calderon?
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, I'm Jose.
I'm thinking he's not in the NBA. If I see him,
I'm really thinking he's either a porn star. Because he's kind of like, he's just kind of hairy and kind of like a Spanish porn star, I guess.
What is happening right now?
He's just kind of, I don't know, he's kind of goofy looking.
JJ Barea is.
JJ Barea
just looks like a middle school student.
Shane Larkin.
Yeah, Shane Larkin.
Shane Larkin.
Short guys.
Yeah, I feel bad because it is all short guys.
Yeah.
Even Deron Williams, he doesn't look very NBA-ish, and he looks like he lives in 2002 still.
He's pretty big, though.
He does
have
the
worst. How big is he? He's the worst haircut.
And tattoo. Ish Smith.
And tattoo.
Ish?
Yeah, ish.
He's just so fast.
I mean,
he would be hard to see him.
It would. His jelly bean head. Next time you look at his head, jelly bean head.
All right.
Next question. It's from at BrandonLand13. What is... I can't read. Okay. This is the question.
Should we have someone else read?
No, I will get this and I will... I'm getting better. What the Fareed is going on in Denver?
Oh, man.
No one knows.
Very good at basketball.
This team has not been very good. Defensively is where they really struggle. They're allowing 108 points per game.
Oh, yes.
Yikes. They just have a bunch of guys that are just all right.
So many random pieces.
I think Ty Lawson is very, very good.
Would you call it the Ujiri? What's that? What do you say? The Ujiri effect?
I don't know.
You called it that. What's the guy that was the old general manager?
Yeah, Ujiri.
You called it the Ujiri effect.
Like when he leaves, yeah, you get bad?
Well, and it's just
because... I don't remember saying that at all.
Just because their pieces make no sense together.
Yeah, they don't.
You have five small forwards, you know? It's like, okay, well...
They just need to trade. They need to trade for someone.
Also, Brian Shaw has been kind of, criticizing too much. He's like too harsh. He's too direct. It's not like in a strategic way.
He's not doing a very good job either, I don't feel
like. No, he's not.
And you have guys like JaVale McGee, JJ Hickson, even Fareed. Like, you just have all these guys that... I don't know. I don't like their team. Fareed has been terrible this year.
He's only playing 25 minutes a game this year. That's like their big... That was their big signing, you know? They re-signed him. That was a big deal.
He's making like $15 million a year, and he's averaging 11 points and 6 rebounds.
His numbers are the worst since his rookie year.
Sounds like they are not very good.
They're not.
They're not.
I think Ty Lawson's a really good piece. I like what Wilson Chandler's done this season.
Mozgov.
I think Mozgov is a good player.
Nah, Wilson Chandler's going to make a good trade acquisition for somebody.
Yeah.
Watching them makes me sad because of Gallen Mommies.
Oh, Gallen Mommies.
Like 3 years ago, he was one of my favorite players.
That's great.
Like when he was in New York. Now Gallen Mommies is not... good.
I drafted him thinking, like, man, this guy's going to be good. He's on my fantasy team, and I named my team after him.
He's not very good.
He's not good. I changed my team name.
What did you change yours? You changed yours back to Enes Kanter.
Yeah.
I changed mine to not a good team at all. Because I've punted this season. I'm terrible.
My team is awesome. My team is as bad as yours is. Mine is astronomically worse.
That's true. At least I've won one game, and I've tied one game. And Andrew, have you won a game?
I have. No, he's not
won a game.
Well, the only person who has
league.
I like it too.
Who's points league a lot better?
I think it's easier though. The points league is easier.
Yeah, I like it first. Because I need help.
Yeah, because if you pick up a player, you go to players and then you just add whoever is putting up the most points.
It's great.
I like it's way easier.
Right. I don't know. I just don't think that the Nuggets are not reading and they're not good. So they need to.
They need to start rebuilding.
They need to pick either let's go get good players and package like, you know, three of our guys for one good player, or we need to just trade for picks and
trade for draft picks.
Magic talked about? He's like, you don't want to be in what NBA purgatory where it's like you're not very good, but you're not getting the best pick, so just be terrible.
Yeah. Or if this team had one superstar or one star that's better than Ty Lawson, the rest of the team is awesome. This is a great role player team, you know?
Yeah, I mean, Ty Lawson, I think, is really good.
Yeah.
But anyway.
He is really good.
All right. Our next question is from at Jamie Don Wheat, and it is, how awesome is it,
Dong Feet,
that Russ is the best player in the NBA right now? And he answers, pretty awesome. What do you guys think?
I love Russ.
I love Russ.
I don't know if he's the best player. I know Jamie's just being, you know, speaking.
He's trying to get a rise out of someone because this is the second time he said it.
But here's the thought. I mean, so LeBron, Durant, AD, Russ, Steph yeah. Curry.
I put Curry. I put yeah. Curry up there before Russ, even right now.
You for take this season,
Steph Curry for over Russ.
Right this season, though, is this what we're so talking far, about? Yeah. We're talking about this season, yeah. Steph oh, is man, like Steph know. Is like MVP.
Yeah, he's been awesome.
Yeah, but yes, I understand that. Russ has played 7 games.
Exactly.
Oh, looks
so
like
how could
you
put someone who's only played 7 games, like that's such a small sample size, over someone who's done it for 22 games?
You two are taking Steph over Kevin Durant too?
Right now,
this season, yes.
Right now, okay.
Because he's just played more games. He's been a better player for the season.
He's been better than Durant has been
on the season. Durant's played like 6 games.
It. Okay. All right. I'm not.
You don't want to argue that?
I'm not going to argue this.
We're
point.
Not talking careers.
Doesn't make
yeah,
sense.
We're not talking careers.
So right this, now, according to you guys, I'm going to pull up a list of how many players are better than Kevin Durant so far this season.
Well, it's going to be a lot.
5 games.
It's going to be a lot. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, within reason, though, Jay. You can't like just pull up whoever's played 20 games and who has scoring 25 yeah. points. But
I think
that's just not a lot.
I
but
think come February, you know, Durant will be right back yeah. where he is in the yeah. first or second spot.
AD and Steph are better than Russ this season, mostly because they've just played more. They've been more consistently.
They're also better than LeBron. Like, they're also better than...
They've yes. been playing better than LeBron this season, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I would put... If we're like ranking like the best players just for this season, just for what's happened this season, I think Anthony Davis is at the top, and I think Steph Curry is yep. right behind him.
Marc Gasol third.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Marc Gasol's up there. I would rather have Davis or Curry, though.
Guys, we have our next question.
Jay is struggling with this. I'm just letting
shooting.
Everyone know.
Davis is shooting.
I get it. I mean, if you base it on 22 games, then yes, those two guys would be the
what
best
else are we supposed to base it on?
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I was thinking more in the league, you know, just the general best
like
players.
Just
in the
general,
like
we're careers.
Just like ranking
being...
like what we've seen in the past and what we expect to see in the future.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to put Durant at the top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're going to put Russ up there, too. But, like, what we've seen this season is they've both been hurt. They're coming back from injuries still. That's what
and they're still really good.
They're still very good.
But it's just saying, I don't know.
Guys, yes. I think Jamie knew that was going to be a
well, also,
hot topic.
So here, he does, here's my
for
thought.
Sure.
Here's my thought on this. Best overall player for the entirety of the season, yes. But if you gave me a game to play tomorrow night and you asked me who I wanted between Steph Curry and Russell Westbrook...
Hmm.
I'd take Russell Westbrook tomorrow night.
Okay. You could that can be your answer.
So you know what I'm saying? Like that's yeah. that's what but I'm saying that's where I land with it. Like even
yeah.
though Steph Curry's had the better
you.
Season, yes.
Yeah.
In the same way, like if you gave me a game to play tomorrow night, I'm taking Kevin Durant over Anthony Davis and Steph Curry, you know? And then
yeah.
I'm taking LeBron over probably all of them still, you know. So
yeah, I just don't feel like that was the question.
Guys, our next question is...
Dang. I feel like that's... You're not the... Right.
Dang.
Our next question is also from @JamieDonkey. And it is...
What's funny about it is that neither one of these were the actual question, because the question is, how awesome is it that Russ is the best player in the NBA? Really awesome answer to the actual question.
Well, that was he answered. I said that. Okay, it's from Jamie Donweed as well. It is, what is y'all's stocking tradition like for Xmas?
We have them.
Yeah.
And we put stuff in them.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, got them.
We put treats in them.
I get to, like, a pair of undies and then like a Snickers.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I get Ferrero Rocher.
What is that?
Those
is that
a
clone?
Little
dude,
hazelnut balls, man.
How good are those?
Those
what?
Are good.
Hazelnut balls?
They're in the silver kind of foil wrapping,
oh.
each one.
You like hazelnuts? You like balls? Put them together. You'll love these.
That's all we do.
Why would you ever eat that when Cadbury cream eggs are just right?
Oh, gross, man.
Yeah.
Gross.
I do. I'll eat one of those a year. I'll eat one a year.
All you need is one a year, man.
Yeah. I'll do one a year.
Explosive diarrhea for the rest of the year.
Cadbury
cream eggs?
Dude, and I feel weird. I can't eat them with people because I bite half of it and then I like dip my tongue in it. So like, it looks real nasty.
Those are gross. Like,
hey, so
what do you guys, have you had the, they have new mini ones? Oh, no. They're better. They're great.
Oh, that would probably be a little more difficult. So that's all my wife and I do for each other. Because it's like, when you have a joint bank account, buying huge presents for each other is actually just like, it just angers the other person sometimes. Yeah. And so we just buy little knickknacks for each other, like, you know.
You know what?
Keep it local cards.
You know that I read an article the other day, and it was about people that spend, like, husbands that spend, like, their joint bank account and surprise their wives with a new home. And it said that it does not go well.
No. It's like, I always watch those stupid Lexus commercials, and it's like, what are you getting your wife for Christmas? How about a brand new $60,000 car? It's like, who can just sneak that in on?
Hey, honey, we're financing this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Hey, guess what happened? I went and applied for a loan, and now we're in way over our head. Merry Christmas.
Hope you get that raise. Merry Christmas.
Okay. I'll finish my book soon, I swear. I swear I'm writing.
Our next Twitter question is from at John M. Ham, and it is, if you could be eaten alive by anything, what would it be?
Did you guys see, so this is this is on like Eaten Alive, the guy gets eaten by a anaconda on TV. Did you guys watch that?
It was just terrible.
I didn't watch it.
It was like very underwhelming.
Yeah.
Underwhelmed.
I didn't watch it because I watched the guy do the skyscraper walk.
Did Danny Ainge walk?
I know.
Get out of here.
I know.
Get out of here. But, Discovery.
So what animal would you guys want to be eaten by?
Mine is pretty simple. A hippopotamus.
I was actually thinking about that.
It would be probably one big chomp.
Yeah.
You did.
I'd probably be unconscious.
If you survived,
you couldn't.
Like, no. I'm saying like you're in a suit like this guy was, or you're okay.
No, I assumed I'd be dead and digested.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it's trying to eat you while you're alive. So like you could die in
that
the process.
That sounds horrible. I don't want to do that with anything.
But if you
had
for
the, to
you have
for
to.
Fun, Jay.
John Hamm said we had to.
I'd have to do a land animal. I thought great white at first, but the idea of drowning while at the same time being eaten alive.
It's being like shook
bites
like,
for me.
Too many
bites. They don't kill you quick.
Too many bites.
Yeah. They like rip you apart is like the point. They put your bits and pieces everywhere.
And then all the other sharks come and eat it.
Mine would be a fancy human. Have you guys ever seen Hannibal, the TV show? It's good. At one time, spoilers alert, if you're going to watch Hannibal.
A fancy human.
He cuts off a guy's leg, and the guy wakes up, and he's eating his leg, and he's served himself. It's like, dude.
Wait, I saw that on Walking Dead, too.
That's why it's a fancy human instead of like...
A not fancy one.
Like a outside pit grill. Like Hannibal. Makes it fancy. Like it's a
fancy
he
human.
Gives you wine and you get to eat some too.
That's nice.
I gotta leave.
Hold on. I would eat. Would you? Someone cuts off your leg. You know it's gonna happen. Would you try it? Just curious.
Yeah.
No. Stop.
I'd try
you
it.
Wouldn't.
No.
I would try it.
Stop
I would try
this.
It. I want to know what I taste
Andrew.
Like.
What if you were delicious?
I don't stop this.
Like human jerky. Would you try it?
No. Well,
guys, I could tell you there's a great line about this in the movie Snowpiercer, but I want you guys to see it because I don't want to ruin it. It's so good.
What were you saying, Jay?
Next question.
Yep. It's from at Zach Boyd 04. Using last year's playoffs, who would win the title if each team had their mascots fight American Ninja Warrior style?
I like this question.
For me, it's always going to be the Phoenix Suns gorilla.
Oh, I forgot they have a gorilla.
Wait, they weren't in the playoffs.
They weren't in the playoffs last year.
Oh,
they
were
in the
last year.
So let's go through the Eastern Conference. 1-8, we had the Pacers versus the Hawks.
Don't know either one
Hawks.
Of those.
No, it's a car.
It's a car?
A Pacer's a car.
But is that what their mascot
is?
Is
a car.
Oh, we're talking about like their mascot. I'm not Rumble the Bison. We're just like.
Are we talking about the
thunder?
Like we're a clap about of thunder.
Like a thunder. Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
I did this.
All right, let's do this.
Okay,
break it down.
Okay.
Who wins between a Pacer and a Hawk?
Pacer.
I think a Pacer just runs over a Hawk.
Yeah. Or just like hits literally a hawk jumps, like kind of swoops down the road, and then a Pacer just blasts.
Yeah, Pacer wins.
Just feathers flying. This hawk, endangered species out of here.
A bull or a wizard?
Wizard.
Wizards are going to the top of my list.
That's your statement.
How do you beat a wizard?
I mean, it's going to be really hard.
How the hell do you beat a wizard?
You don't.
You have to have like another wizard.
Another stronger wizard.
You have to have another wizard or a witch.
Oh my God. Okay, a raptor or a net?
Oh, a raptor. However,
a raptor would just look at the net and just roar and then be done.
How do those two things fight?
They don't.
They don't fight.
Hey, the net, it's the worst name for anything.
How are you going to catch a raptor, though?
Probably in a net. That's actually what I was thinking.
You genetically...
A basketball net?
Well, no. I was thinking it's like a net.
These aren't just nets, like any net.
They don't specify. They're not the Brooklyn basketball nets.
What else would they be?
Nets.
Given the context of what the name is about.
I don't think it's as clear as you guys say.
You think they could be the Brooklyn fishing nets?
Brooklyn catching nets.
They're just nets. They're just nets.
They are not just
they're
nets.
Not. They're nets. What, butterfly moves. Nets?
Oh, okay. The Brooklyn basketball nets.
So a net can set itself up to capture a raptor. No, it cannot. Next.
Raptor.
Okay, I'm not... I say raptor, too. I'm just saying.
Okay. The Miami Heat or the Charlotte Bobcats?
Bobcats live in the Heat.
Bobcats.
Do they?
I don't know. Where do Bobcats live?
I think that the Heat would eventually kill a Bobcat.
It's just hard to defeat the idea of Heat.
Yeah, like, no, that's
kind of indefeatable.
The Wizards may have found their match.
Nah.
Heat?
I think that...
Wizards can make ice.
Aren't Bobcats like mountain animals? I don't think they can endure extreme heat.
Let's take heat.
They're in Oklahoma. They can take all kinds of weather.
Yeah, but you're right. Heat's just going to get too hot.
It's just going to wear them down.
But, whatever.
Whatever,
okay. Bobcats. Next round. A pacer or a wizard?
Wizard.
Wizard.
All right, wizard onto the conference finals. A raptor or heat?
Raptor.
Heat kill the raptors.
Oh.
Do we know that for sure, Jay?
No. I mean, it could have been an explosion. It could have been ice. There's tons of options.
Heat. I mean, how do you defeat
heat? Heat will ultimately win against all...
except wizards.
We'll go with heat. Objects.
Yeah, we'll go with heat. Even though raptors... cooler. I want to see a raptor wizards final.
Well, let's do it. Let's make it happen.
It'd be a sweet battle.
It wouldn't though, because the wizard would just be like Alakazam dead.
You know that the raptor's gonna take.
So
the lamest wizard
is say Alakazam.
Can a wizard endure extreme heat? I think you can't. I think you can have a spell that changes the weapon.
Yep, exactly.
That's exactly right. However, it better be fast because they wear heavy, thick robes.
You can't wear
hats, you know, in the heat. It's going to be taxing, but I think...
Can wizards die not by the hand of another wizard, though?
I think so.
Like old age?
No, because some wizards age backwards like Merlin.
Okay, so in the East, the Wizards have won the conference.
I'm taking them.
All right, next one. 1-8, Spurs versus Mavericks.
This is like an Old West showdown.
Yeah.
I think a Maverick is going to win.
I think a Maverick just stomps on it because a Spur can't move itself. Because
a Spur is just on a boot.
Yeah. Yeah. Maverick. Okay, Maverick.
Maverick. Next one. A Rocket or a Trailblazer?
A Rocket.
What's a Trailblazer?
But
person?
Do Rockets battle? If a Rocket battled, it would just crash and burn and blow up.
Let's just say the battle starts with the Rocket being lit. The fuse is
Trailblazers just die of dysentery, so.
Yeah, they don't even need the Rockets.
Follow Sacagawea.
The West is way lamer.
Yeah, a Clipper or a Warrior?
Don't know.
A Warrior.
One single Warrior can.
All you have to do is just take a sledgehammer and just hit.
You have as long as you want.
Take
as much time as you need.
Warrior pulling for a Warrior Wizard final.
Sink that.
Oh,
shit.
They're gonna make it.
Thunder or a grizzly bear?
Grizzly bear.
Neither.
I think that the grizzly bear just looks up and hears the thunder, and then
it moves about its day.
Okay. Yeah.
Thunder.
Yeah. Right. Thunder. Nothing happens.
Thunder is like a can hurt anyone.
All right. Well, let's do.
Do sounds hurt?
Thunder is the sound of lightning. So let's sounds incorporate lightning.
Grizzly bear blows. Grizzly bear comes out.
Grizzly bear wins.
Yeah. Grizzly bear
you
wins.
You can't just bring in lightning.
Yeah.
Thunder is lightning.
No, it's not.
Thunder is the sound of lightning.
Exactly. And it could be happening anywhere.
Okay, whatever.
The Grizzly Bear from miles away.
So the real question is, who would win between a grizzly bear and the color blue?
That's true. Once again, just emphasizing that the Thunder branding is the worst in the NBA.
Oh, they're so, it's so bad.
Okay, so who won? Did the Rocket, the Rocket won?
Rockets.
Okay, Rocket, a Rocket or a Maverick?
Man, I think Mavericks are gonna go pretty far. I like Mavericks.
How's it gonna beat a Rocket though?
Reminds me of John McCain. He's a Maverick.
He controls Rockets.
I don't know. I think a Maverick wins.
Just because a Rocket can't do anything on its own, right?
John McCain is like a Rocket wizard.
He's like a Rocket wizard.
Okay, here's Mavericks. A Maverick one, though. Warriors versus a grizzly bear.
That's a warrior good one. Or a grizzly bear. This is a real battle.
It's like a Coliseum battle.
Warrior.
I think Warrior.
I'm going to take Warrior.
I was going to say grizzly bear, but I lost.
Because it's the Grizzlies, so we're talking multiple bears and Warriors, multiple wizards. Not multiple Warriors.
We're talking Warriors, multiple wizards.
I'm going Warriors, because I want to set up a Warriors-Wizards battle royale. Okay. I don't know who's going to win.
All right, I'll do it.
Because it is multiple wizards.
It is multiple wizards. I wish it was the Washington. Wish it was the Washington Wizard.
It used to be the Bullets.
Singular Wizard.
Bullets.
The Bullets, man. Bullets would be great.
Okay. So the Warriors versus the Mavericks. Boring.
Warriors.
All right. So boring. Warriors and Wizards in the finals.
Man, Wizards. I wish the Cavaliers were in this.
I just feel like the Wizards is just kind of unfair.
Well.
Oh, yeah. Wizards are
you easily. Just cast spells.
Here's
this
the thing.
This is a wizard versus a muggle.
How cunning are these warriors? Like, how smart are they, you know?
Just running the warriors,
man.
You have multiple wizards. And multiple
versus
wizards.
Multiple warriors. Multiple wizards.
Wizards like, win.
Wizards win. I think.
Congratulations, wizards. You're the NBA champions.
Okay.
That was good.
That was far too long, but all right. I liked it.
Okay, too. Next is a question from at Bryce Dick. Where's the weirdest place you have ever pooped?
Side of the road.
Side of the road. You had to go bad.
Very.
Man, I bet that was a bad
I was on a
day.
Mission trip, and it was bad. There's a little building I went and snuck behind.
Was it the squirts?
No, it was just normal.
Really? You had to go bad.
That used to happen to me a lot when I was young.
Two weird places.
Sorry, Jay.
One is I was on a mission trip in Africa, and they wouldn't have any bathrooms. So they dug this hole, but it was at the top of a hill, and they put like this grass stuff around it. But if you were taller than 5'3", your head just poked up.
Yeah.
And you were just watching, everyone could see you while you were pooping. So
that's good.
If things are awkward for me, I try to turn it around and make it awkward for everybody else instead of for me. So I was just
staring at people.
I was just talking to people the whole time and hollering at people while I was pooping. Second weirdest place, my 1993 Camaro.
You pooped in your car?
I did. I was sick and I was on my way to church. And I knew I wasn't 100% sure I had diarrhea. And so right as I pulled into the church parking lot, it's like, I'm just going to test it out, just see what happens.
Oh, yeah.
Next.
I'm assuming you turned around and went home.
I did. Yeah. I flipped around in the parking lot. I was supposed to play guitar that morning at church.
Sorry.
And then from then on, my cousin Joey, who also played in the band, had me in his phone as Turd Pants.
That's tight.
I like that. Mine is, I was in high school, and I walked in the bathroom, and I was trying to, my friend was at the urinal, and I turned around, and I was trying to force out a fart, to fart on him while he's at the urinal. Of course. Poop my pants at school. Pushed out a turd at school in my pants. Trying to fart on my friend. That's like, it's like the most immature thing ever.
Yeah.
Well, this question is probably up there too.
Yeah.
Mine is in my pants. I've pooped my pants multiple times as an adult. And
what's wrong with us?
You know? But I don't have like weird places. Except, you know, every gas station ever. Some people don't like. I do. Some people don't like going out and like in public. I'm a public.
No
governor.
Problem.
I'll go
no
anywhere.
Problem.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh no problem.
God.
I have to put in earphones because I can't hear that people are
problem.
Doing things.
You have a problem.
I got no issues here.
I got a problem.
Yeah. Okay. Next question.
I got issues.
It's from @MattJudkins. It's okay. Rasul Butler. Is it Rasul like, is it, hold on, Razul like casual, or Rasul? It's important for him to know when he's encouraging him on his fantasy team.
Everyone say it with me.
Rasul.
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 Like casual. Rasul.
No.
Rasul.
Rasul.
No. It's Rasul. I'm certain it's Rasul.
Rasul. To answer your question, Matt, it's neither of those things it's you not, brought up in, those, in that tweet.
What is it?
You described.
Rasul. Rasul.
Rasul.
It's Ras Al Ghul.
Ras Al Ghul.
Ras Al Ghul Butler. Okay,
we haven't talked about basketball in 30 minutes.
What is basketball?
Here is what. Now that's it for Twitter questions. Oh, we did it. Next, guys, it's time for top five power rankings.
Top five power rankings.
Do 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 do. Top five power rankings. Do do do. I'll stop.
Warriors number one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Memphis number two.
Yeah.
Toronto number three.
Still.
No way, Jose.
Okay. I was just throwing that
out
there.
They're in the top five, aren't they?
Top five power rankings.
I mean, statistically they are, but...
They probably could be.
I wouldn't put... I don't know if I'd put a single East team in there. Yeah, I still like the Mavericks. I still like the Spurs.
Yeah, the Mavericks are pretty good.
It's so hard because, like, the Mavericks are really good, but if you look at them, they're the 8th seed or they're the 7th seed. But it's like...
I think the Clippers are up there. They've won 9 in a row.
Yeah, that's true.
They've won 9 in a row?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I would probably do Golden State, Memphis, Clippers, Trailblazers.
Toronto?
Blazers did just lose to Minnesota, but yeah.
Spurs.
I would also say Atlanta or Cleveland, both on 8-game win streaks.
Yeah.
I wouldn't, Atlanta's, I wouldn't put the Spurs.
Atlanta's sneaking up and doing damage.
Hey, they're sneaking up and doing some damage.
Yeah, sneaking up and doing damage.
8-game win streak.
I don't know if we did 5, but that's all. Top that's 5 all. Power rankings.
I'll stop. Okay, Andrew and Taylor, do you guys want to make some trade calls?
Let's do it.
No, no.
Ring, 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 ring.
Billy
oh,
King's
off. Billy, sorry, we didn't even address anything before serving. Taylor's Billy King today. We're trading Nets players because it's a fire sale.
My future employer doesn't find this podcast. Go on.
Ring, 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 ring.
Billy King's office.
Hello, it's Bob Myers.
Yes, Mr. Myers. Hold on one second. Mr. King, Mr. Myers.
Hello, this is Billy King.
Hi, I'm this is Bob Myers from the Golden State Warriors.
Hello, Bob.
I've heard that you have made available a lot of your players, and we got some good chemistry right now. And I would like to add one of your players to our chemistry pot.
Come on.
David Lee and Festus for Brooke Lopez.
Brooke Lopez. Let me think about that for a second. And we go.
What?
Okay, I'll do it. Trade accepted.
Really? Okay.
And you gotta start getting picks, man.
Bing.
Billy
He's
King.
Calling you. Great. Great trade. Ring, ring, ring.
Mr. King's
ring,
office.
It's Phil Jackson.
Oh, no. Mr. King, Mr. Jackson, line for you.
Hello, Philly. Phil Jackson.
Well, hello.
PJ.
Hello there. Let's take a minute and just breathe before we partake. Trade talk. Just imagine a swinging door. Going out and in. Trade talk time. Here we go. I've got some players for you that are on expiring deals that I know that you'd like. Amari Stoudemire. Big expiring contract. He's going to clear some cap space for you. Andrea Bargnani. And I know these players aren't extremely desirable. I'm aware of that. We don't have a winner's mentality here. But I'm also willing to offer you Iman Shumpert and Tim Hardaway Jr., to sweeten the pot for Joe Johnson and Deron Williams.
Is Bagnani's contract expiring?
that he just is that really can't just turn into Forrest Gump.
Also, well, not in his contract.
Also made me think of like a old Western, whatever.
Yeah. Yes, they're all expiring except for Tim Hardaway Jr., who's on a rookie deal and he's only making $1 million a year.
And who are you asking for again?
I'd like to have Joe Johnson, Darren Williams.
Can I have a pick, please?
Listen here, we're not dealing our pick. We're not dealing any of our picks.
Neither of our teams have any picks. Yesterday, I just traded a 2020 pick. That's a true story to the Philadelphia 76ers. I have no picks left. Well, I need picks.
Well, we're trying to do the opposite of you right now, so sorry. We're not giving
away picks. No trade. Move on, Philly.
That's a good trade for New Jersey, isn't it?
Goodbye.
Yeah, it really is a good trade. It's a good
why didn't you do it?
Why did you take that one? The first trade was kind of crappy.
Billy King's so angry.
Billy King's not very good at his job.
You know why he took the first trade? Because he cannot help his Warriors fandom. And so he's like, Brook Lopez with Andrew Bogut's injuries. Oh, God, we have two players that are going to be injured during playoffs.
Yeah, they are. But they're not going to both be injured at the same time.
Yes, they will.
Ring, ring, ring.
Oh, okay.
Ring, ring, ring. Ring.
Mr. King's office.
Hi, it's Mitch Kupchak.
Hi, Mr. King, Mr. Kupchak online.
Hello. Hurry up.
Hey, it's Mitch.
Hello, Mitch.
Now, I know we're both struggling, and let's do a little deal to help each other out. I'm going to offer you the expiring contracts of Steve Nash and Jeremy Lin and the next best bench celebrator, Robert Sacre, for Darren Williams.
Yes, trade accepted. I'm trying to get rid of my players. We're going to rebuild. We don't like this. We don't like this team we have constructed right now. So we're trying to get rid of our players. I like those expirings. Yes.
All right.
You know who I don't think makes that move?
Billy King.
Sure, never mind.
I don't know how Darren
fits with the Lakers.
Who does, though?
No one does. They'll just get talent.
Jeremy Lin, actually.
Yeah, and then they just move him to the bench.
Yeah, he's not playing.
What's wrong with them?
Ring, ring,
Byron
ring.
Byron Scott's terrible, by the way. I don't know how he does.
Magic Johnson loves Byron Scott for some reason.
Mr. King's office.
Hi, it's Sam Presti.
Mr. King. Mr. Presti online.
Sam, I bow at your presence.
That's not necessary.
What? Which players can I give you for nothing?
This is awkward. I'm going to have to hang up.
No. I'll settle down. I'll relax. I'm sorry.
Ring, ring, ring. Hours later. Ring, 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 ring.
What a power play, by the way.
Mr. King's office.
Yeah, it's Sam Presti again.
Sam, you have intimidated me by hanging up and now calling back.
I'm sorry. He's been waiting by my side, his secretary's side, for hours.
Okay, here's the deal. We like Brook Lopez, and feel like he would be a nice piece for our team. I'm willing to offer you a couple expiring contracts and a nice young piece in order to acquire him. I'd like to give you...
You have a beautiful voice.
Thank you. You should see my hair.
Oh, I've seen it.
And my suit.
I've seen those.
God.
Anyway, go on.
Flirting Sam Presti and Billy King.
Kendrick Perkins, Nick Collison, and Perry Jones for Brook Lopez.
I need a pick. Take out Nick Collison. Give me a future first.
Here's the deal, Billy King. No, you don't understand the salary cap.
Oh. Please explain. Please explain, Mr. Presti.
The picks hold no cap value, so I can't give you a pick in place of a player that Nick Collison is essentially there for salary
purposes. Okay. Throw in a pick and I'll throw in a player.
I'll give you a second round pick.
Okay. And who do you want?
I want Bogdan Bogdanovic.
Oh. That's someone who we could use in the future.
Exactly. So, here's the deal. I'm not willing to give you a pick unless you're willing to give me something of value. Billy.
When is this pick?
It's a second round pick in 2018. Heavily protected.
Okay. That's all I need to deal. That's a terrible trade.
Click.
I don't like actually doing these trades.
Ring, ring, ring.
Oh, jeez.
Ring.
Mr. King's office.
Hi, it's John Hammond.
Hello, John.
Mr. King, it's John Hammond.
Hello, John.
Owner and proprietor of Jurassic Park.
Hello. Oh, my goodness.
I want to trade you a velociraptor
for Darren Williams.
I would like to offer you three players in exchange for Joe Johnson, who really, he's not helping your team because you guys
are one of those three players, a genetically mutated, modified dinosaur.
If you're talking about Ersan Ilyasova, then yes.
Wow.
So OJ Mayo, Ersan Ilyasova, Jared Dudley for Joe Johnson.
Yes.
Thank you. Now we're much better. Ring, ring, ring.
Mr. King's office.
Ring, ring. Stan Van.
Mr. King, Stan Van.
Hello, Stan. Long time no smell.
Stan Van.
Long time.
Okay. Stan okay. Van.
Okay, I know it's you. I know
Stan
it's
Van's
you.
Stan Van's angry about stuff.
I know it's you, Stan.
Stan Van says, please give us Joe Johnson and Mirza Teletovic. Stan Van wants to trade you Josh Smith, Brandon Jennings, and Jonas Drepko.
No. No, no, no.
Bye.
That does not help my cause.
Ring, 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 ring.
Mr. King's office.
How many of these are
there? Hi, it's Pete D'Alessandro.
Mr. King, Pete D'Alessandro.
Pete D'Alessandro. Like, it's too... it's D'Alessandro.
Anyways, I feel weird now, but I want to trade you several of my players in order to acquire Darren Williams. Carl Landry, Derek Williams, Jason Thompson, and Ray McCallum for Darren Williams and Mason Plumlee.
Which are expiring.
Derek Williams is expiring.
And that's all?
Yep.
And who you want?
Darren Williams and Mason Plumlee.
I need more value. I can't take Derek Williams expiring and then keep those other three washed up losers.
Okay, how about Carl Landry, Derek Williams, Jason Thompson, and Ben McLemore for Darren Williams, Bogdan Bogdanovic, and Mason Plumlee?
You're trading me a future asset for a future asset.
Yeah, but Bogdan is older.
Okay. Okay. Bogdan, he's in this. I don't like where this team is. He could be used in the future, but I'd rather have someone fresh. We're going to start fresh. I'll do that trade.
Trade call's over.
Yay!
Taylor's exhausted.
Trade calls are three too many trades.
It's time for Miffed and Peeved, y'all.
I honestly had several more.
You did?
Yes.
Wow.
Andrew loves some trades.
He loves them.
It's time for Miffed and Peeved.
What are you miffed and peeved about?
Are you guys miffed and are you guys peeved?
What are you miffed and peeved about?
Hey, who's miffed and peeved?
I'm not miffed and peeved about anything.
Yay.
I cannot think about anything I'm frustrated with right now. Maybe the Steven Adams hate a little bit.
Peeved is worse than a miff, right?
Yes. A lot. Yes.
Yeah. Like, I'm miffed. I'm peeved.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I want to touch on Steven Adams hate. I don't get it either.
It doesn't make sense to me.
I don't get it either. He's doing some things that are like every now and then he'll like miss a catch that Russ throws him perfectly or something, but or miss a pass. But he's not doing many bad things.
No.
It's very physical.
Very.
Very physical.
That's what we need. And he catches the ball when it's thrown to him.
And he protects the rim fairly well.
Yeah.
Rebounds.
And he doesn't take any shots that he should not be taking.
I honestly don't even understand it.
It doesn't make any sense.
Who's miffed and peeved at him?
Just people.
Yeah, I've been seeing some hate on Twitter.
I'm just a little miffed about someone at work calls me Andrews.
Oh, really?
What?
Like multiple?
Hey, Andrews.
Or possessive?
He calls me Mr. Andrews.
Oh, he thinks your last name is Andrews.
No, he knows my last name is not Andrews.
Well, you do have a tough last name. Maybe he...
Just he knows it for a fact that my last name's not Andrews.
Do you think he's doing it on purpose?
No.
That's even worse.
Mr.
Then.
Andrews.
I think he's just saying... Like,
is he a coworker or is he a child?
He's a coworker.
Oh.
That's the worst.
That's rough. A little miffed.
And so if he didn't call you Mr., he's less inclined to use Andrews, I think.
I think so too.
Like Mr. Andrews sounds better than just Andrews. He wouldn't call you Andrews.
I'll ask him what he would do.
I was miffed yesterday. This old guy came in my office. Did you guys see my tweet about this?
Yes.
He was like, he came in and he had me like fix his clock. And I was like, I'll fix his clock, whatever. He's an older guy. And he's like, oh, he's like, well, I'm sitting there fixing it. He's like, oh, your hair is so long. I bet the girls just run their fingers through it and get down into it and then start touching your head and then come down to your face. And man, I bet you get in trouble a lot.
And I was just like, are you serious?
I'm absolutely
who
serious.
Who is this guy?
This guy that works in the building next to me. And I was like, what? I was like, I don't know if that's ever happened.
Luke, I'm sorry.
It was uncomfortable. And then he was just like, oh, I like those pants. I like their texture. It was weird.
No.
It was so weird.
That is awful.
Yep. I felt very uncomfortable.
After on Twitter, I tried to tweet you a picture of the old guy from Family Guy, who's, you know who I'm talking
yes,
about?
Yes, I know exactly okay. what you're talking
but
about.
But it wouldn't send for some reason, but wanted you to know. So.
It was pretty much that exactly. Guys, it's time for our Say What Stats of the Week.
Say what?
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 Okay, what is yours?
I got my Say What Stat of the Week. It's that the Knicks hate each other. The New York Knicks are not getting along. And that's my stat. It's not a stat, but I like
no,
it.
No, so Tim Hardaway and Carmelo are like being public about their beef.
Yeah, and like I hear they're getting into shouting matches after games, telling each other to go F off.
This is true. It's happening all the time.
Yeah. And I'm super into that.
Okay.
That's my stat.
Do you have a stat, Drew?
Let's say what's that of the week? Anthony Davis,
yes,
is shooting nearly 70% on his open shots.
Gosh,
that's ridiculous.
Which is insane.
I heard you on your pod the other day mention that.
It's insane.
And that's like those are jumpers too.
Shooting jumpers, he's dunking, he's doing it all, and he's doing it. Shooting a better clip than DeAndre Jordan and guys who just dunk, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's
you know
really
what I say. What Stat of the Week is? John Wall.
Yeah,
John Wall
is killing it.
Yeah,
against Boston the day, which was just a really cool game. I don't know if you guys got to see. If you haven't got a chance to see his interview post that win, which is already just a hard fought win. They won 133-132 in overtime over the Celtics. But John Wall had 26 points, 10-17 shooting, 17 assists, 7 rebounds, 3 steals. It's a great stat line.
Yeah.
But afterwards, he had an interview with the local guy for the Wizards and got really emotional about the loss of. I think it was a girl who lost cancer and,
yeah,
and he built a relationship with, and it was really cool to see that. You know, I don't know John Wall. I mean, not that I would know anybody in the NBA, but I don't know of him. You know, like I do most of my guys, but it seems like he's a pretty good guy. But that's an incredible 17 assists is incredible.
He's an elite passer.
He's been killing it like all season.
And he's on my fantasy team.
Night. Oh my God, he gets like 50 points a game for you. That's stupid. Mine is Detroit, New York, and Philadelphia are all tied in the loss column.
Yikes.
They all have 19 losses.
That's outrageous.
I know, it's crazy.
That's outrageous.
That's outrageous.
The Knicks are so bad.
Yeah, they're really bad.
Yeah.
And Detroit's really bad. And Philadelphia's really bad. And the only team that wanted to be bad was Philadelphia.
Yeah.
It's worse.
It's worse.
It's worse for Detroit and New York.
Oh, it's much worse. Because they're bad and they're not meaning to. They want to be good.
They wanted to be good.
Like, they want very much to be good.
I think Detroit's making trades soon.
Oh, they've got to.
Once the 15th hits, I think that they're just on the phones until they get rid of Josh Smith.
Stan Van is going crazy after every game. I know he is. He's hating his life right now, and he's going to.
After Josh Smith missed that three against the Thunder to win the game, he was laughing.
He's past the point of being angry.
Did you
see
him?
Just like, no, I didn't see
him. He was smiling like from ear to ear after it, just like a smile of like, I told you so, like stop doing that. Basically.
Oh my goodness.
And the Knicks are, they're like my
favorite team to like read about right now, because they're just, it's just going so bad.
The Knicks writers are awesome in general, but when things are bad, they're very good.
Oh man,
and they're very like upfront, and they don't care what they put in the paper or what they write about.
And just because I think this because they're covered so heavily, just being in New York.
Yeah,
but Carmelo is just a train wreck, I feel like.
Yeah, and I mean their plan is not to win, not to be good this year, though.
Mm. Yeah, but I think
Carmelo thinks, or has it turned into that?
But I think Carmelo thinks their plan is to be good.
I think that their plan behind the scenes is that this year is a throwaway year.
But what did they go into the season with that plan? Is my question.
I think so.
Did they tell Carmelo this season's a throwaway year?
Yes, 100%.
Now he's not cussing out the locker room if that's true. I don't think.
Well, guys. Get mad. I mean, they're going to get mad anyways. I don't think that they set out to be a good team this year. They have Andrea Bargnani and Amari Stoudemire taking up a majority of their cap. They're not going to be a good team.
No, but I think they wanted to probably make like the 8 seed or so. Like I saw them at the start of the year make it like they wanted Jose Calderon. You know,
yeah, but he hadn't played, so he knows they haven't played. Like you can't look at that team and say that they're going to be a good team.
No, you can't. You cannot. And I don't think that they would be a good team, but I think after last year, they would think, okay, we can be bad, and then maybe we'll get a playoff game in New York City or something.
They could still get them in the playoffs.
They could, but they should. I hope they don't. I don't want to watch
them. I think they want to get a high draft pick.
Yeah.
And I think that's the plan. Yeah, honestly.
I think they're super stinky.
They suck.
I can smell them from here.
They suck. My back.
Thanks for listening to the Down and Dunk Podcast. Follow us at DC Podcast. If you'd like to email people, you can email us at dcpodcast@gmail.com. Find us at Wolf Mountain City, downtodunk.com. Goodbye.
Bye.
I'll see you.